Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Hope you use it to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. Check out the video, all the different things that are there. We update it every week. And we also have a mobile site, too. That's m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob Kuska is our guest. We're celebrating 5 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's our HR, one of our top HR experts in our Brain Trust, the founder of the Fusion Factor. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website and all and your books, too, right? Right, Bob? We can find your books there?
That's right, Jim. TheFusionFactor.com.
And I know you work with people wherever they are on helping them develop an HR strategy, which is what we're talking about right now. And we've been talking about different steps, different categories of different ways of looking at your human resources, maintaining, growing, evolving. And now let's talk a little bit about contracting. Bob, I know that's the fourth part of this continuum. Contracting could be part of the evolve, couldn't it?
Yes, it could be. You know, you might decide you're going to go into a different business and you're going to spin something off or stop doing it, and that there's employees there that may be impacted. It could be that it's the business condition. You know, we got a down cycle.
Technology does this. You know, industry employs one of the reasons why we have fewer manufacturing jobs in America is not because they've gone offshore, but because technology has allowed people to build to make more things with fewer people.
That's right.
Contracting might not be about going out of business or retiring. It might be just changing the way you do business.
That's right. But you know what? You got to plan for it.
Yeah.
And too often, by the way, I recognize this is a real hard one for small businesses, because the business owner tends to be close to their people.
They're like family.
You know, and it's difficult if you have to make some decisions.
Yep.
But I tell my clients to treat this like the NFL draft. Every year you've got to look at your workforce and say, where do I need to upgrade talent? And sometimes, I mean, you know, there's a bell curve of talent. Sometimes you've got to make a hard decision about, you know, do I have to let some talent go? But if you're not doing that, you may not have the best team each and every year.
Right.
And the other thing is, again, tying it to your business plan. You know, back to that spreadsheet, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking a look ahead, saying, where am I going to be in 12 months, in 24 months? Am I going to need the people that I have? And if I have to make some choices, what do those choices look at?
Mm-hmm.
It
might even be that you talk to some people that you want to lose, but you say, okay, over the next 2 years, I need you to be proficient in this area because eventually we're not going to need as many people, but I want you to stay with me. I want you to take this new job and you let somebody else go, maybe.
That's called planning, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, upgrading your talent, developing your people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways you do that is you set, you know, measurements. Hey, I want you to be able to do these things so I can measure those things and see what kind of performance I'm getting.
You've got some quick tips on what the cost of doing this or not doing this can cause.
Yeah, let me give you a couple
of those.
Yeah, impact on cash flow, legal costs, loss of talent. When you lose that really good person, it costs you 1.5 times the salary to replace them.
Never mind the opportunity lost either.
There you go. Loss of productivity and morale.
Mm-hmm.
Product quality. When your people aren't happy, when there's an environmental issue, they're not delivering their best product or the best customer service. And then lastly, for those of you who are non-union, if a union comes in, that's going to cost you money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you didn't even mention, although it could be spread over two or three of those, the impact on that you could have with bad PR. If you're a small business in Main Street America, if you got an HR issue, that spreads like wildfire through a market, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Especially
we
today,
look at those headlines.
Especially
look at the headlines
today
that Goldman Sachs
social media
is getting right now.
Yeah. with all the social media that's out there, people commenting, et cetera, et cetera. You could get a black eye for not doing a good job planning your HR.
Yeah, your reputation is part of your brand. And
that's right.
You want people to think of your brand in a positive way. You know, when we represented Gillette from a human resource perspective, we made sure that we treated people that were applying mm-hmm. very, very good because we knew they were going to buy razors later.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, Bob, we've got to wrap it up. Give us your website again, please.
It's thefusionfactor.com. Jim.
Check it out, and all of his books are there and all the things that he does for his clients. And give him a chance if you need some help with your HR planning. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Thanks for 5 great years.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on.
Okay, buddy. We'll see you next time. Bob Cuska, he'll be back another day. I will be after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.